So far, throughout our semester, we've been discussing about the accumulation phase, gathering the investment assets. Now let's take a look at the distribution phase, selling our assets to live off of, say, in retirement. And as we discussed in the presentation, in the past, retirees were told to shed their stock assets. They're just too darn risky, and placed the vast majority of their money in short-term securities such as certificates of deposits, money markets, and put the bulk of their longer-term investments in bonds. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at a few scenarios where we just put our bulk of our retirement assets in bonds, and then put the amount in stocks. Not necessarily the most prudent thing to do, but some people do it. And then we'll take a look at what happens when we blend stocks and bonds in retirement with two different mutual funds, a stock mutual fund and a bond mutual fund, but also taking a look at a balanced fund, which is a wonderful opportunity for many people, especially if it is a well-run balanced fund that doesn't try to time the market. As we said, the one balanced fund we looked at, 75% stocks, 25% bonds, is the most aggressive they will ever be, and 50% stocks, 50% bonds is the most defensive they will ever be. So we have these queued up on the local hard drive. So let's take a look at the bonds in retirement. We're going to start with an estimate. You remember this, right? You remember this, right? Be afraid, be very afraid. Not investments are not FDIC insured, nor are the deposits of or guaranteed by a bank or any other entity, so they may lose value. Figures shown are past results and not predictive of results in future periods. All the scary stuff that nobody reads, all the lawyers tell us to put it there, but nobody reads it. And finally, we get to the good stuff. We're going to start with a nest egg of $500,000. Now, it is my sincerest desire, dear students, especially you younger folks, that you're going to have a nest egg at least twice this large. But let's say you put together $500,000 over the next 20, 30 years, 40 years, 50 for some of you. And we're going to now put that all into a bond fund. Okay, we're going to play it safe, as we were told, our grandfather, great-grandfather was told. And then we're going to start taking out 5% initially, annually, from our nest egg. And then every year we will increase that by 3%, not 5, 8, 11, no, no, no. We'll start at 5%, and whatever that amount was, next year we'll do 3% more than that. And then we're basically keeping pace with inflation. So we're starting with about $25,000 a year to pull out. You might have heard of the 4% rule. We're using the 5% rule. It's just a rule of thumb, and we'll use 5%. And so in the first few years, we're going back 25 years. First few years, bonds were doing okay, so we weren't going into our nest egg. And then along comes 2008, and bingo, 2007, 2008, whammo, right? We got hit by the great recession, the global financial crisis, where everything went down. And we start coming back from that. But then eventually what's happening along the lines is our withdrawals are getting larger and larger and larger, right? So we start to see our nest egg falter and falter and falter until finally, let's say we retired at 65, we're 90 years old now, 25 years, and we've only got $110,000 left and we're taking out about $50,000 a year. Right, but 50, 100 years ago, how many people made it to 90? Well, things are different now, and now it's very typical for people to make it 90 or higher. So let's take a look at the graph, and we see that we're pulling money out, but still our bonds are doing fairly well starting in the mid-90s, right? But then comes the 2007 and 2008 global financial crisis, and we took a major hit, and the bonds never, just barely recovered in 2009 and 10, but then the principal is starting to be eaten up. But this was, and look, we're very close to, in the next couple of years, running out of money, which is everyone's nightmare. But this was just simply a given. You're not going to live to 90, old-timer. It's just not going to happen. Oh, no, not anymore. You are going to live to 90. Some of you in your 20s and 30s, it should be just a given that you're going to live to 100 or 110. Barring any, you know, catastrophes, it's going to be typical. We'll see. You know, we don't know. I won't see. I'll be gone. But we'll see what's going to happen. Supposedly, the first person to live to 150 has already been born. I have a hard time believing that, but we'll see. So let's say we want to gather, we want to take advantage of the growth that stocks offer. So we will use a stock fund in our retirement. Again, not necessarily the most prudent thing, and certainly that many financial advisors would warn against. Certainly it would have been considered heresy over 50, 100 years ago. So let's start with the same, be afraid, be very afraid. Everything should be scary stuff. And we'll start with that same $500,000 nest egg. But this time we're going to use a stock fund, the same stock fund we saw back in Chapter 4. And we'll take 5% out the initial investment, and then increase that percentage, increase that amount that we take out by 3%, not increase the percentage. And so we're going to withdraw the same amount of money. It's going to start at $25,000 and then start going from there until finally we're withdrawing over $50,000. And I forgot to mention, but we've taken $907,000 out of our $500,000 nest egg. In both cases, I forgot to make that clear in the bond. But if you go back to the bond illustration, you'll see that the bond illustration took out $907,000. But what's the big difference here? Increased growth. Look, at the late 90s, look at that. It almost doubled to 900,000, but then the 2000 to 2002 bear market took its toll, but then it came roaring back until you had over a million in 2007 and then 2008. And so what are you, 65 and you're 78 years old and no. Yeah, 78 years old, 13 years. And so you had a bit of a heart attack right there, but you didn't run, you didn't hide, you stuck with the stocks. And sure enough, by 2013, 2014, they've come back to where they were. And now the last several years have been up and way up. And so you've taken out that same $907,000, but you now have a nest egg of $1.8 million because you've returned much better than the bond. But I forgot to mention what the bonds returned a little over 5%, which is what we'd expect. Nowadays, bonds aren't even returning that. But that's what people expected from bonds, 5, 6%. And now we've gotten 9.5% from our stocks. But what did we get also? Volatility, right? It's no smooth ride. We went up, yippee, everybody's partying like it's 1999. And then 2000, bango. And then we came back, and then 2008, oh my goodness. But we came back, and even still, it's been a little volatile. But the last couple of years have been just really, really good. But is that what's going to happen, folks? Are you going to put all of your nest egg in retirement into stocks? It's very doubtful. Plus, you probably wouldn't let the amount grow to $1.8 million. You'd probably, you know, draw it down and do some other things and say, hey, you know, I'm going to live it up here. So let's see what happens when we put the previous one was a bond fund, and this one's a stock fund. Let's see what happens when we put the two together. So again, be afraid, be very afraid, scary, scary, scary stuff. But now we're going to put the bond fund and the stock fund together and basically do 50-50. So if we start with the same 500,000, See, it's telling us, hey, we're putting this together. We're going to take 5% out starting the first year and then increase that amount that we took out by 3%. And so we see that the stock market did pretty well. We didn't go as high as we did with the stocks, but we went higher than the bonds, which makes sense. And then we had the dip of 2000 to 2002. 2007, we're looking at almost 800,000 and then 540 more. But we didn't run, we didn't hide. We had faith in America and the global economy. And sure enough, we've come back to the point where we've taken out the exact same amount, over 900,000, but our nest egg is still a very comfortable 966,000 and returned 8%. And we'll still see some volatility. Yes, we will. But it is not as gut-wrenching. Well, that was 2007 and 8 were pretty gut. 2008 was pretty gut-wrenching. But still, we've managed to look at the bond. Look at the bond fund. There's the bond fund, dark gray. And the stock fund has kept up with inflation, has beaten inflation. So we've gotten 8%, where we got a little over 5% with the bonds, got well over 9% with the stocks. But by blending them, we got 8%. Cool, right? Not a bad choice. But watch what happens when we find a well-run balance fund that can do a little bit of, sometimes people use the term tactical allocation. They can say, in this case, this is the one fund that says we will never be more than 75% stocks, 25% bonds, and we will never be less than 50% stocks, 50% bonds. It's a balanced fund that's been around in one form or another since 1937, and it's not the only one. I'm not trying to get you to run out and buy this one. There are others that are like it, but be careful of the balanced funds or the asset allocation funds, which are basically closet market timers, in my humble opinion. You'd never, what happened here? Finally, okay, here we go, finally. You never wanna, my humble opinion, you'd wanna stay away from balance funds or asset allocation funds that say, oh, we were 100% in stocks last year, now we're 100% in bonds, now we're 100% in cash. You know, maybe they'll survive. I don't know, I wouldn't wanna be an investor in them. So we start with that same nest egg of 500,000, again, 5%, and then increasing it by 3% every year. And sure enough, we did pretty well through the 1990s, and we got a little bit downturn, not much. Actually, the bonds held us up in 2002, but still went down. And then 2007, we went from 900,000 down to 645. But it came back. And the last few years have been up and way up. And look at here. We got our same $907,000 of withdrawals, but we returned better than the combination of the stock and the bond fund, because the money managers were able to do their own little tactical allocation. And so we didn't do as well as the stocks at $1.8 million of nest egg. But we have 1.36, which is still pretty darn good. And we're in our 90s. It's time to start spending the money. And we'll see that the graph is still has some volatility built in because of the stocks. But we were able to do much better than inflation and build our nest egg, even in retirement. Now, again, as we said, you probably would not let your nest egg get this big. You'd probably start spending it down. But a lot of it depends on you and your situation, because there's the one thing we don't know is how long we're going to live. But I sincerely hope. In fact, remember, I'm hoping you're going to do twice this amount. So if you want me to, I can run it again with a lot more money. And if we bring it out to 30 years, to say from 65 to 95, or 40 years to 105, yeah, it can get, especially with the stock and the bonds, stock and the balance funds, it can get very, very impressive. So we hope this has been illuminating to you. Diversification is a very good thing. And even in retirement, You don't want to give up on stocks. Why? Because people are living a lot longer than we ever thought they would. See ya!